know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now, on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing program. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way, from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us August the 10th through the 16th. For more information, visit thenccb.com.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And we have a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Are you all sitting down? Well, I hope so. Let me introduce you to the players tonight. This is your host, Michael. To my right, we have our co-host, the beautiful Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
I'm here. Woo-hoo. Thanks for that great introduction, Michael, and welcome everybody. It's hard to believe, Chris and David, that it's a week since we walked out the door. Now, anyway, welcome to the last Sunday of June, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, June 30th. Wow.
And to my left, the gentleman who's my other co-host tonight, Big Dave Hildebrand.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. Good to be here. Good to be back.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass that Dave and I can't see, the producer, and without him, we can't have a show because he's also the engineer. Chris Shaw, behind the scenes. Chris Shaw.
Woo! Are you sure it's me?
Yeah.
Who is Chris Shaw?
Chris Shaw. And sitting next to Chris Shaw, the beautiful, the tantalizing Charlotte Massey. Charlotte!
Woohoo!
All right, Charlotte.
I'm here. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Be nice when you call in. Charlotte says hello to you, all nice people.
If you want to get on the air, you better be nice to Charlotte.
Be nice. And for you folks that are tuning in for the first time and say, what is this all about? Well, we say this is the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So I hope you like the show tonight. Here we go.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, you still there, folks? Hope you are.
Yep.
Hope you are. And the phone number to call in, which I hope you do, listen to this phone number. I'm going to say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680. Did I get it right, Dave?
You done good.
I did good. That's really
good.
See,
the audience is going nuts over it.
Head code. Okay. So now, let me tell you something, folks, before we even begin. If you haven't heard about our raffle we have going on, we need your help, folks. We hope you call in. But I guess we're going to have another 6 weeks. We had already a couple weeks doing it already. So you folks out there, don't forget, this is a non-profit radio show. We're a 501c3. So if you give any money, you can write it off. It's a non-profit. And we're having a raffle. Let me tell you a little about the raffle. We'll say it a few times during the show. We have a $50 raffle. And every three people that give, we have a raffle. That's right. Now, the $50, the raffle that you're going to win something, we give you a $75 gift card from Maxi Aids. Maxi Aids is Cadillac House. They have some great stuff, don't they, Dave?
Maxi, they've got everything you could think of and more for the blind community.
So you got a $75 gift card from Maxi Aids. They also get a $20 gift card from Olive Garden.
Hey, they got food there.
And they got food there.
Yeah.
And you get some great coffee from the White Cane Coffee Company. So you get all three things when you win the raffle. And every three people have a shot of getting that. We're doing that to give you something. So this way, well, you got a shot at something for your $50. We hope everybody gives. Be very nice. Then the $100. If you give $100, you get, listen to this one, every 15 people get a shot at a cruise. And yes, I know, I've been written to a few people, I've already written to me, say, where are we going? And the answer is, I'm supposed to know, hopefully,
Tobago.
Tomorrow, the next day.
Going to Kalamazoo.
It's either going to be, as far as I know, Bahamas and
Mexico.
Or Jamaica. One
it's
or the
a
other.
Cruise
4 days.
Two, though. That's the thing.
It's a cruise, a cabin for two people in the cruise.
El Mexico.
You do get a window, a port, to look out the window, and you get all the food you can eat and everything else. You pay nothing. Everything else included when you go on that cruise. It costs you nada, nothing.
El Mexico.
For two people. And you...
Bonjour.
So
El
you
Mexico.
Have to, you have to donate $100 to get on the list.
So it's every 15 people, Michael?
Bonjour.
One out of 50 people. And we're going to have the drawing August the 4th. Okay. The drawing is August the 4th. $100 gets you on the list for the cruise. Okay? It's
a Bonjour, good cruise. LA, Mexico.
So that's telling you about the raffles. I hope you call in and donate either $50 or $100. We need your help because we plan to do big things this coming 6 months to a year. And we got a lot of things that we're going to plan on doing with your help. So if you can help us, we certainly need your help. And we definitely welcome it. And for the folks that have done it so far, we thank you so much.
Don't forget the donate button on our homepage.
Yes, the donut button. You can donate.
Wait a minute. Did you say donut button?
Like, donut
I know
button.
I caught that.
I didn't say donut.
He was getting hungry.
No, I did say donut.
Donut.
He's getting hungry. No.
You know what? What made me think about that? You know what made me think about
coffee.
That? Because I was thinking about White Cane coffee.
The donut shop flavor.
Oh, my God. You know,
donuts.
All right, we're talking about our website.
Yeah. So,
Bonjour, El Mexico donuts.
Donate
our website,
button.
There is a button. That says
donate
button.
That's right.
Okay, and you can donate. Okay, so you can donate $50 or $100. You can write off your taxes. Lynn,
and we will greatly appreciate it.
No, I don't have any shout outs.
David, you got any shout outs?
David always has shout outs.
Oh, let me see. I could shout out to my buddy Ariel Kano. I think Ariel will be listening. Also known as Raul the Enforcer.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
Wait a minute. That, yeah.
He's a good guy. And actually, I think there are quite a few friends that might be listening today. So hello to all of them.
All right.
I'll try to stay on my good behavior today.
I got one on the phone line for you, and she definitely wants to talk to you. She's going to be a blessing to you.
She is.
Yeah. Doctor, the one and only Dr. Juanita.
All right.
Juanita says you knows her. You
Juanita?
Really... Hi.
Hi, Juanita. Where are you calling from, Juanita, for those people that don't know you?
I'm calling from Lady Lake.
Lady Lake. That's Lady Lake, Florida, for those people that don't know Lady Lake,
Hi,
Florida.
Juanita.
Hi,
Juanita.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
What are you up to this fine Sunday?
Nothing. I'm making a donation and hoping to win a cruise.
There you go.
Sweet.
Thank you, Juanita.
So you're going to donate
Absolutely.
What? You're going to donate $100 on the cruise? Is that it, what you're saying, girl?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you so much,
that's
Juanita.
That's a nice way to start the show.
Yes, that's a very nice
right,
way
Juanita.
To start the show. So thank you so much, Juanita.
Do you know who you're going to take on that cruise when you win?
Bonjour, El Mexico.
How could she take you? You got a wife.
Not sure yet.
That's okay.
She can't take you. You're all of a wife.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was just asking. No, you gotta leave your options open. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, Juanita, I want to thank you so much for your $100 pledge.
She has to leave her Jess.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We should play that song, Don't Hang Up. And they'll take your address down and everything else, Juanita. I want to thank you so much. Okay. I want to thank you for $100 pledge.
Thank you
so much.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Okay.
And that was Juanita from Florida.
We're going to go to break now.
We're going to go to break. And I got to tell you somebody. Somebody just came in into the studio.
Just in time.
His name. Yeah, I will tell you that. And when we come back, I'll tell you who the
surprise.
Just surprise. Just surprise. We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, Monsido.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Don't forget it, 407-894-1680. We just had a young man come in the studio.
I appreciate you saying young man.
Still young.
Wait till you get my age.
That's right. And what about my age? And let me introduce you, folks, who he is. He happens to be the CEO and president of Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. His name is Kyle Johnson. Kyle, you there?
Hey. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
So good to be back.
Our pleasure having you.
How's it going?
It's going.
I'm grateful to be sitting next to my buddy Dave.
Big Dave.
There you go.
I see a guitar case over there. Yeah. Are we going to get some?
We go way back. We went to different schools together. We even live close to each other.
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
As the crow flies, probably half a mile.
Right?
Half a mile, that's it?
Maybe a mile.
Pretty close.
Oh, my gosh.
Is Bob back yet?
I don't know. Oh, somebody's on the phone.
We're in the high roller area.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
High roller area of Fern Park.
You have to see, Chris.
Gated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone?
I'm sorry. Say that one more again.
No, it's somebody.
How's
on
it
the
going,
phone?
Everybody? Thank you for tuning in.
Well,
I'm doing good.
Is Bob coming yet? Is Bob there?
No, not yet.
Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll just.
Well, fine then.
Yeah, I think we might be a little early.
Well, you know,
the agenda.
Actually,
changed.
The clock is wrong. I have it backwards on here. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle's not only CEO and president, but he also won some big time award here.
That's right.
I saw too. He's like Mr. Universe or something, I think.
He's one of 13 Men of the Year by Orlando.
Man of the Year, that's right.
Yeah. Men of the Year, I'm sorry. One of 13 Men of the Year.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Well, I'm honored to be with the guys that are on that list, but honestly, I have no idea. I don't know anybody there. I have no idea how they know who I am. I honestly don't. Yeah. But I'll take it. What I love is that it got more eyes on Lighthouse Central Florida. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about it.
So tell us, what's the latest at Lighthouse Works?
Well, Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works, you know, at Lighthouse Central Florida, it's really about building or rebuilding a strong team. You know, we had a lot of turnover last year.
Yeah,
we did. 32%.
Wow.
And in most businesses, that is not ideal. That's terrible.
That's a hefty number.
So, you know, I took the helm in January, mm-hmm. and the first thing I did was move, because four of the five executives in the company were at Lighthouse Works' mm-hmm. building, the new building. So the very first thing I did when I was appointed was pull the team together at Lighthouse Central Florida and tell them that they're the priority. Mm-hmm. Our number one priority is to be there for the people, to fulfill our promise for the people who need us in the community. Mm-hmm. But 1B is that the people that are doing that work, the O&Ms, the accessible
technology teachers like Casey, right? Mm-hmm. The TVIs, the O&Ms, they're the priority. They should come to work and feel happy.
Right.
And grateful that they're there. And then I said, I'm moving my office here. So my office is at Lighthouse Central Florida, and we're rebuilding. And I think we have a great core team. We have Mike Walsh down from Cincinnati. I recruited him heavily to come.
Because what is his position?
He's the Vice President, Chief Programs Officer.
Oh, okay.
And he is an awesome guy. I know, Mike.
Yeah.
We'll have to have him on the show sometime.
Oh.
Yeah, you should.
I'd love to come with him.
Yeah.
And he would love it.
Great.
But he has the...
It's a lot of changes.
Decades, 40 years of experience. In fact, Mike started his first, job technically in Vision Rehab. Mm-hmm. Was he, as a teenager, mowed the lawn of Clovernook in Cincinnati, which is really cool. And he was an O&M at Lighthouse Miami. So he's very enthusiastic about growing the talent of his staff. And that's where we want to get to. I don't want to go outside and hire people at Lighthouse Central Florida if I don't have to. Mm-hmm. I want to develop talent within Lighthouse Central Florida.
That's great.
Offer promotions to people, be they sighted or blind.
It's a whole new feeling there.
Now, we have a caller calling in.
Okay.
Bob and Aaron Wilman is calling in right now. They're the owners of White Cane Coffee Company. Bob, you there? Aaron, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Aaron's not with us right now. Aaron, we just got back from a trade show, and Aaron literally just crashed out. She is shattered. She's been going since 6 this morning, and she just couldn't do it anymore. So.
Well, tell her we said hi.
Tell her we said hello.
We're going to talk about her then.
Okay.
That's the way it is.
I was going to say don't disturb her, but Dave.
For those folks, Bob, that don't know about White Cane Coffee, I guess they're not listening to the show, but why don't you tell somebody who's just tuning in for
and
the first time.
Introduce them to the people
here. Bob, I would like to introduce you to the gentleman. First of all, to my extreme left, he happens to be the president and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida. His name is Kyle Johnson. Kyle,
Hi, this is
Bob Wilman, who is the owner of White Cane Coffee Company.
Yeah, I've heard great things.
And
hey, Bob.
Great to hear from you guys. We I have to say, we love the lighthouses, all of them, but the one down there in Florida, we're hearing a lot about you guys.
Excellent.
And
thank you.
Bob, to my left, we have my co-host, Dave Hildebrand. Dave, say hello.
Howdy there, Bob.
Hey, Dave. How's things going down there in Florida?
Excellent. Appreciate the fine product that you're putting out. I'm a big time coffee drinker. I like the hardcore. The Colombian is the
high
for me. So
Bob,
I know I'm sitting here drinking me some dark roast right at the very moment.
Bob, can you explain to the people why White Cane Coffee is so unique and is the what I call the Rolls Royce of the coffee industry?
I love the name.
White Cane Coffee. So explain to people who don't know about White Cane Coffee about yourself and what.
Okay. White Cane Coffee. What it is we decided that we were going to produce the very best coffee in the United States. No question whatsoever. So what we do is we give ourselves the very best beans. We come and we develop these fantastic blends. And what we do as a micro roaster, we make sure that we roast to order. When people order coffee, we roast it, we bag it, we ship it. We don't like our coffee to be older than a week old. So many companies, they roast their coffee and they bag it, and then they put it in a warehouse for 1 to 2 years, and eventually we'll get it out on the shelves to sell it to you. That coffee's dead. We don't like that. We want that experience. When you open up a bag of White Cane Coffee, That aroma just hits you right there and says, wow, this is something. And then when you brew it up, it's an experience all into itself. That's what makes White Cane Coffee the coffee that should be in every store in America.
And tell all about all the employees.
Oh, well, the one thing is when Aaron decided to start this, She found finding employment being blind up here in our part of Western Pennsylvania was virtually impossible. Our unemployment rate for the blind and disabled is in the high 90s. So she said, hey, if I can't find a job, let's make a job. And second of all, so not only that, let's make a job for people just like me. And that's what we do here. So everyone who works for us, other than a very small percentage, is either blind and or disabled. And that is changed the whole dynamic of the employees. And, you know, because now people are involved. They have a sense of purpose. They like coming to work because they know, hey, somebody sees beyond whether I'm blind or whether I'm disabled. That's not the important part, you know, in the company is, hey, you have something to contribute. And that's what we try to exemplify.
One of the things I love about White Cane myself is because it's all natural, 100% natural, and it's organic. Those two things
absolutely.
Alone.
That was a requirement that Erin had. She said, you know, our coffee has to be organic. It has to be fair trade. She says, not only do I want to, you know, my people to be paid a fair and living wage, I want to make sure that everyone up through the whole chain, for all the way back into Colombia or Brazil or wherever she's getting her beans, that they're paid a living, fair wage. And that's important, you know, that it's not just here, but it's through the whole chain.
Bobby,
and that's what we strive
to
do.
And you know what? You didn't say anything about the new one, the Dragon Blend.
Yeah.
The Dragon Blend. I just heard about that one, the Dragon Blend, the brand new
What's
one.
What's that about?
That is a new blend that we've decided to start working here because we were kind of sitting there talking about it. Said, you know, when you're just sitting there dragging butt, you need something different to get you going. So that's why we decided to come up with the Dragon Blend. It's going to be nice. It's going to be bold. But yet it's still going to be, you know, have that smooth and yet high caffeine. That, you know, when you have that cup in the morning, your eyes are going to open up. And you're
going to knock your socks off with the caffeine,
you
number
have
one,
my attention.
And it's smooth.
You know, speaking of non-caffeinated, though, when you open up that decaf, it's amazing, just amazing how strong and terrific the aroma is.
We have a caller.
What happened with that was we use what is called a Swiss water decaffeination process.
Swiss
that means no
water.
Chemicals or anything like that. So you don't get that chemical taste that you
why.
Get with a lot of decaf coffee.
Oh,
ours is
wonderful.
All natural.
Bob, we have a call in line. I'd like to talk to you. This is Larry, who's the president of the Braille Club down in South Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're on the line now talking to Bob Willen, who's the owner of White Cane Coffee Company.
Hey, Larry, before you start opening up the convo, can you step into another room so we can get your device that you're listening to tone down?
Okay, Alexa, stop.
You ain't got to make her stop.
Yeah, I guess that.
Can you hear, Kyle? You're okay? Can you hear?
Yes,
I can hear
you,
us,
there, Larry?
But I can hear.
Oh. Right,
yeah,
Chris will check
it's fine though.
Okay,
I'm in the room.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Larry, I gotta say, you know, whenever we see, you know, an order come in from the Braille Club, everyone gets excited because we love what you guys are doing down there. A club that was developed to teach people Braille. Wow, that's what it's all about. You know, it was like dealing with, you know, your company. That is what, you know, drove us to make sure that all our packaging has Braille on it. That was incredible.
That's a good point for a lot of the people that use it, that are making use of the coffee packages. But we drink the coffee and we are using the coffee as a fundraiser for the Braille Club with great success. And everyone who tries the coffee, we set up tasting stations and let people taste the coffee. And everyone who's tasted the coffee, really enjoy, and I really enjoy it because it doesn't have any type of aftertaste. And I read a recent study cited by Dr. Joel Wallach not long ago, said people who drink at least 5 cups of coffee a day live 10 years longer than people who don't.
How do you like
and,
that?
But he's not live talking forever about then, people I'll who, tell you, I drink coffee morning, noon, and night. So
who is not talking about people who add sugar and cream and all that, just drink the brewed coffee, and this coffee has a great taste. I like to drink the Colombian Supreme in the morning and around the afternoon. The French roast is a good mild flavor, and then at night the donut shop is kind of mild. It won't impede your sleep, and it's just a very good product, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and I'm glad we were introduced to it, and I wish the company and everyone involved much success.
Larry, what a great endorsement.
Yeah, Larry, could you tell the people out there how well you're doing with the what do you want to call it? The fundraising.
Oh, yeah, we're doing real good with it. I mean, wherever we present it, we have good success. The community down here has been very supportive. We're getting ready to order two more cases real soon.
Well, we're going to break. Don't go away. We're going to hold you over. Don't go away. I'd like to talk to you both after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with both of you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
MaxiAids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call MaxiAids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And we're talking to Bob, who owns the great Bob White Cane Coffee Company. And we're also talking to Larry, who's the president of Braille Club.
Well, hold on. We don't want to fib to anybody as of right now.
Right.
I guess we lost signals with the both of them.
Oh, my.
And just give us a minute. I think they're getting ready to come back. But in the meantime, in between time, the one and only right here from the Orlando area herself was on the phone line, who's out over in, I think she's out over in what they call that, Columbia
College
right
Park.
Now? She out in College Park?
College Park.
Sheila, how you doing?
Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Sheila. Yeah, I'm way far away in College Park.
Oh, it's that retired woman on the line.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Sheila.
The highly educated.
Hi, Kyle. It's good to see you on the show. And hi, Dave. And hi, Michael. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Chris. And hi, Charlotte. what I want to say to Bob, is he still there or no?
We're waiting for him to come back.
I'm here.
Oh, he's there.
He's back. He's back, Sheila.
Yeah, we got disconnected.
How about
somehow.
Larry? Is he back? Larry, is he back?
I'm back.
Oh, good.
Oh,
so, Sheila, you're
only
talking to Larry, and you're talking to...
I will give the floor to Larry because he was there first.
No, that's okay. You
that's
can
okay.
Both
we
talk.
Got you on the phone. You can all talk.
Well, Bob, I want to say I love... I think my favorite flavor so far is the dark roast.
Me too.
But I want to say... I'm Sheila Young, by the way, in Florida. I
want
to say that your website is the easiest website in the world to navigate for a blind person using a screen reader to order. I had no problem whatsoever.
That's well, good. I'm glad to hear that. We're always trying to check it and tweak it and make it as accessible and inclusive as we possibly can.
And
things should not hold anyone back.
It would be really cool if you could figure out a way to do a barcode on your packages for the IDmate, because unfortunately, and Larry and I have had this conversation, unfortunately, a lot of blind people don't read Braille. I loved it when I got the packages because it had Braille, and I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. But a lot of blind people don't read Braille, but they have the barcode readers on their phone or on their, you know.
Oh, and you know what? You know what would make my life easy? Send me an email at contact@whitecanecoffee.com. Explain exactly what you need so we can tell our production people what kind of barcode you need for something like that. And let's see if we can incorporate that.
Well, you have to ask the company that makes the barcode readers. I don't know. So, I mean... You should have my email, but I will be happy to do that. And thank you so much for what you're doing. It's very great.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks, Sheila.
It is truly our pleasure.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Sheila.
Larry, what did you want to add? Anything else that you want to add?
Oh, no. I'm saying that anyone who likes a good cup of coffee without the cream and sugar, I mean, some people just like to have something hot with their cream and sugar in the morning.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy a good cup of coffee, it's very good. No aftertaste. You can drink it right out of the pot. No, nothing needed to be added, and the different flavors really make it exciting. So I'm very well pleased with the product, and we will continue to use it and continue to support the program.
Thank you so much, Larry. Thanks so much for that wonderful testimony.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for all you do with the Braille community.
Right.
Thank you so much.
And most definitely, Larry, White Cane Coffee will be there when you need us. You know, you sit there and say, hey, you know, we need coffee. We're there.
Right.
We make sure that it'll always be there at your door.
Well, and anybody in the South Florida area who would like to try it, come to the Braille Club any Wednesday, or if you're having a meeting or a group or something and you want to set up a tasting, we'll arrange to come to you.
Wow.
There you go.
So just contact us at the Braille Club.
There you go. Okay.
Cool.
Well, thank
what
you
a
so
great
much, Larry.
Community.
Thank you.
It is. They're terrific down
and
there
Bob,
in Florida.
Don't forget to tell the people when they call in or write to you, don't forget when they want to order, get their 10% off, just say radio, code 10% off.
Promo radio.
The promo radio. 10% off.
Yep, promo radio. That way you get your 10% off your order. Our other thing is, you know, I really want to, you know, speak, you know, to the, you know, the lighthouses down there. We want to do business with all the lighthouses, not just the one in Florida, but all the lighthouses. We want White King Coffee in every lighthouse in the United States. We want White King Coffee with all 800,000 of your listeners who are listening right now is White King Coffee. It is a coffee that is, you know, built, you know, and sold to support the blind and disabled communities. This is what we do. That is our mission.
Well, thank you so much, Bob, for coming on.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Great meeting you, Bob.
We'll be talking again.
Thanks for talking to you, sir.
Thank you. And don't forget, people, you're listening to White Cane Coffee. Don't forget to order. You get the 10% off and you say promo radio 10% off.
And by the way, it's just whitecanecoffee.com is their website.
Yeah, the website is
whitecanecoffee.com.
Is that right? Whitecanecoffee.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, and they got K-Cups now.
Yeah, and we don't forget they got K-Cups. And don't forget
to
order the new one, Dragon Blend. Dragon Blend. That's out of the box.
That'll get people to call in.
Dragon Blend.
You breathe fire after that.
Let's get back
to Kyle. Hey, who drinks decaf?
What's that?
Me.
He does.
I drink decaf. And I'll tell you right now.
What's going on with you?
It's so delicious.
I drink decaf, and I'll tell you right now. When I drink decaf, it's like drinking regular coffee. Except it's decaf because it is so you can't compare it. I'm not mentioning anybody else. Like people got wrote me all kinds of notes when I trashed some other companies. And I'm not saying that anymore.
Careful.
But I'm just saying I've had others and don't compare it to White Cane Coffee. Mm.
It doesn't
That's
even taste like decaf.
You try decaf.
Does decaf taste different than regular coffee, like with a general company?
I don't know.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they have more of a Some type of aftertaste.
Most companies that I taste most watery or like almost like it's like muddy water you're tasting.
Dishwater.
When you taste them,
it's full flavor.
I had Lynn when she likes the dark roast, and I taste the dark roast. It's like drinking the same, except it's decaffeinated.
Okay.
Right, let's get back to Central Florida.
Yes, let's talk now.
What's up,
Kyle Johnson.
White House. Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, I told you what we're doing at Lighthouse Central Florida, and you know our goal is to, you know, I was having a conversation in the community the other day, and they said, how many people are blind or visually impaired in Central Florida? And I know we're national, so I won't dwell
fine.
On that.
It's fine.
But you know, the last Florida Agency Serving the Blind report said estimated about 45,000 in the Tri-County area, and somebody said, oh, well, how many are there? And I told them, and then they said, well, how many do you want to help? I said, everybody. Well, anyone who wants help, we want to help. And it's our job as the organization to get ourselves to a point where we can meet that demand, because eye disorders are projected to double between today and 2050 nationally.
Well,
double.
I'm confused now.
Number.
Yeah, because I heard from Ted at Light Services.
Mm-hmm. Well, several years ago, we had a higher number.
Yeah, when I heard
Division of Blind Services.
Yes,
right. I've heard a lot of figures.
I heard about 70,000 in Central Florida. And there's 15,000 in Lake County. About 15,000 in Lake County. About 70,000 in Central Orlando, where you folks are.
So
if you count what you are and New Vision is, that's about 85,000 between the two of you.
Right.
They tell me in the state of Florida, there's 1.5 million in the state of Florida.
And in 2014, so it's pretty old data, but in 2014, eye disorders, the cost burden for eye disorders for the state of Florida was $9
billion.
Oh, my gosh. $9 billion. Now,
for eye disorders.
If you look at heart disease, cancer, they dwarf it. But $9 billion, and that's old data. That's 5 years
just
old now,
eyes,
which is hard to believe.
5.5 years.
But let's just take the low watermark, Florida Agency Serving the Blind, 45,000. We're helping 600 a year. That's a wide delta.
Yep.
I'm an English major, I'll admit, not the greatest at math, but 600 and 45,000 are pretty different. Nonetheless, 70 to 85,000. So we've really got to do work now to build ourselves up
to meet the demand of the future. Lighthouse Works is a huge part of our future because it generates revenue that we can, it creates competitive employment opportunities for people who are blind or visually impaired. But then any revenue profits that we have, we give to Lighthouse Central Florida. Right. And that will be ultimately how we meet that demand. And we are looking at growth opportunities in our supply chain division, and that is where you're working with your hands and you're labeling products. Or we just recently, I had the honor of building our 3 millionth Disney Magic Band box. So if you get a box in the mail with your Magic Bands from Disney, which are your tickets, mm-hmm. they're all sorts.
And the wristband.
I mean, listen, it's savvy marketing. They're tracking everywhere you go. Right. And so they know where you're at, but it's convenient. It's your Magic Band.
Right.
We just built our 3 millionth box.
That's amazing, isn't it, David? Gosh.
It's pretty incredible.
When I see the kids wearing them when they're going to Disney, they go, oh, that was assembled at Lighthouse.
But our call center is growing too. Mm-hmm. And if people out there are blind or visually impaired, or if you're not, because we do accept sighted people for our different positions. It's all universal.
Oh, I didn't know.
But, we have to maintain a ratio for our federal contracts mm-hmm. of 75% blind or visually impaired mm-hmm. direct labor, right? But if we are going to have sighted people in those business lines, I'd really like a mission attached to it. I'd really like it to be people who need that first opportunity to get back into the workforce or to enter the workforce at an entry-level position.
And we've had people over the years that have said, oh, those jobs sound so wonderful at Lighthouse. Can I? And we didn't know that a sighted person could apply also.
Yeah,
remember the times that people have asked, if they could get a job at Lighthouse and we weren't sure?
Right.
If anybody,
so now it's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if anybody ever expresses a desire to work, please encourage them to connect with us, because if we don't have an open opportunity, mm-hmm. we can still connect with them, get their resume, build a relationship so that, and the benefit of that is when the opportunity does come up, we already know them and we're friends.
Right.
So we just reach out and say, hey, Jeff, we have your resume here.
We have a call on the line right now. Where's she calling in from?
Eustis, Florida.
Eustis, Florida. Who is it?
The one and only Assistant Minister Nancy.
Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey.
Hello, Nancy.
Hey. How's everyone doing?
Good. Happy
okay,
Sunday.
How you doing?
Great. I would just like to make a donation to Blind and Beyond.
Thank Woo-hoo! You so much. Thank you.
That is incredible.
Hey, Nancy.
Yay.
Which one you going for?
The $100
there you
one
go.
Because all right. I'd love a chance to win the cruise.
There you go, the cruise. Okay, right. Another one for the cruise. Okay. Well, thank you so much. We'll put your name on the cruise. We're having a drawing on August the 4th, and it's 1 out of 15 people. Every 15, we have a shot at a cruise.
Okay? I wish you the best of luck.
Wish you the best, Nancy.
Thank you for supporting such an important program,
yes,
Nancy.
Yes, thank you so much. We hope to do a lot with your donations, because we would like to grow in different areas and we'd like to help the blind community all over. Thank you so much, Nancy, for helping us.
You're making it
You're
possible,
welcome.
Nancy.
Thank You're very
Nancy.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Leave your name and address. We'll send it to you.
Just to give you a heads up, we have 6 minutes to the top of the hour. Did you want to do a quick trivia?
Yes, let's do a trivia. Trivia time. It's trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
Summer night, we fell in love one summer night. I held you tight, you and I, under the moon.
Okay, nobody's going to get that one. So play the other one back to back. If anybody calls in, this one's an easy one. The other's tough. Let's see if you can get both. I doubt if anybody's going to get that one. Okay. Who's singing this song?
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch.
touch.
Poison Ivy.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Okay, so let's see if you can get one or both. Trivia time. Let's go back to Kyle Johnson.
I have a question, Kyle. So I've always wondered about this. Would you say there are more blind people, totally blind at Lighthouse, that are clients or visually impaired, you know, like with older people with macular degeneration and things like that?
Well, if you look at people classified as blind or visually impaired, the vast majority have some light shade perception, right? So you've 80%, I think, would have some light or shade perception. So the severe minority would have nothing, right? Like if I have prosthetic eyes.
Right.
So I'd say that the vast majority of people are visually impaired, but that doesn't mean that they have functional vision, right? Mm-hmm. But in our call center, for instance, we have employees who are low vision and they have enough residual vision to use a large monitor and sit very close to it versus our JAWS users or NVDA users where they're having to use a screen reader. I'm in the middle.
When,
are you?
I'm in the middle because I'm...
What's your visual field?
Well, I can't see. Can't when I went to the lighthouse, they put on and all like when I saw the screen, they went to 10 and...
The screen was filled up by just one word.
One word.
Okay.
He worked with David.
Ushiro.
Yes. And he said, this isn't going to work for
you. And he said, this won't work for you.
No.
Yeah, so bottom line is...
That was many years ago.
I'm visually impaired, but I'm more blind because I'm fortunate that I have some light. I can see shadows. So I'm fortunate I can see shadows. But where you are right now, I can't see where you are. I can't see nothing. I can't see Dave.
But if you hold your phone up very close, you can see the numbers.
I can see, sometimes I can see things, but it's got to be like...
Perfect conditions.
My nose. Yeah. It's almost... Yeah. So the point is...
Finish your sentence.
Yeah, so the point is, I'm in between. But I understand that most of the people now that are coming into all the different organizations are visually impaired because you have so many senior citizens that are, let's just say, making that. Why it went to 1.5 million? Because you have so many senior citizens in Florida.
The top three conditions are all age-related. That's what's up. Before you move over, I know you have callers, but I just... I'm unable to stay for the full show. I was able to come for half a show, so I don't want to miss the opportunity. Just thank all your listeners. Thank you so much for supporting Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's an important program. It's an important program for the world, not just for people who are blind or visually impaired. I always hope that people who are sighted listen to this show because it'll give them 6 years ago, I didn't know a person who was blind or visually impaired. And if you asked me, what is a blind person capable of? My answer would have been pretty stupid. Now I know better. And so I really do hope that the sighted community is listening to this program along with our brothers and sisters who are blind or visually impaired because it's an important show. And thank you guys so much
for
being the flagship
for
this.
But you're going to be here for a little while on the other side of the top of the hour, right?
Yes, he said 8:30 he's leaving.
No, I've got to leave around 8, but I'll wait through the break.
Okay, jeez, we're cutting
I have
off.
To pick my daughter
we're
up
cutting
at
you
8:30.
Off left and
okay,
right
so
here.
Right now we have some callers
on
the
line.
Yeah,
but we have to go...
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds before the top of the hour, so I got
four
callers.
Okay, where are they calling from?
I got Cecil from Pensacola. Brandon from... Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, and we have Larry from
West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach.
Okay.
And there was a fourth one.
And then this is Tristan.
Tristan?
From Orlando.
Okay. Orlando. Okay, take your first call. Let's be fair. Let's take the first one first.
We got about 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Here we go. Caller, you on the air.
You're on the air.
Hello. Hello, it's Cecil in Pensacola. How are you?
All right, how's Cecil? How you doing? So you call up
for
trivia?
That trivia. All right, you're looking for One Summer Night by the Dan Lears?
Oh, my God. Oh,
he got it.
I can't believe it.
Holy cow.
Made my mistake.
So I can't believe you got it.
All right, so
well,
you just won yourself a Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Sonny's.
You must be as old as Michael. Get that one. That was a tricky one there.
I want some of them redneck egg rolls.
They are good, aren't they?
Well, thank you, Cecil. Hold on and give them your address. We got to go to top of the hour.
Who's on the other line?
Thanks, Cecil.
All right. When we come back from break, we'll take the other three.
Here we go.
Brandon from Greensboro, Larry from West Palm Beach, and Tristan from Orlando.
Okay. Going to break. Don't go away.
See you guys. Stay tuned.